Hello, this is Dr. Fania Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Colleen Krause, date of birth 8/12/1958, date of procedure February 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Fania Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Anna Concha. Procedure performed is cephalogastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies, cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy, not colonoscopy, flexible sigmoidoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is FOBT positive stools, comma, heartburn, comma, bright red blood per rectum. Informed consent, description procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as emergency oral experience of the patient, period. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedation for anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia care, period, while lubricating the video gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. Retroxy was obtained at the cardio, period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patients then turn around in left lateral position, period, the rectal exam was normal, period, while the lubricated lumbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the a well lubricated lumbus video pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to 20 centimeters from the anal verge with a significant amount of looping and resistance noted at this area. Period, the scope was unable to be traversed past this past 20 centimeters from the anal verge, period. The pediatric colonoscope was withdrawn and a gastroscope was inserted with significant looping and unable to be traversed past 20 centimeters from the anal verge as well, period. The scope was then removed. The scope was then removed. Please note, careful examinations made from the anal verge to 20 centimeters from the anal verge, period. A retroflex was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation in this area was good, period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal metasophagus next line. There was an irregular Z line at 37 centimeters from the bite block with salmon colored mucosa noted 15 millimeters from the Z line, 15 millimeters approximately from the Z line. Comma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants based on the Seattle protocol to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia, comma. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line, the duodenal bulb was edematous and erythematous. Comma biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the duodenal bulb. In the duodenal bulb, there was noted to be a diminutive polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the remainder of the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Period. Next line, at flex sig. Next line. The scope was only able to be advanced up to 20 centimeters from the anal verge, and due to a significant amount of tortuosity, looping, was unable to be advanced past this point. Next line, there was evidence of approximately 3-centimeter pedunculated polyp on a broad stalk that was very erythematous, comma, due to the significant amount of looping and tortuosity, I was unable to sorry. Delete that and note, due to the significant tortuosity looping and under distension, I was unable to remove the polyp, comma. I biopsied. The polyp for histology. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter rectosigmoid, oh, sorry, 10 millimeter rectal sessile polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line. There was also external skin tags noted. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, if patient is found to be positive for Barrett's, we'll need repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years. Next line, recommend daily PPI, comma, omeprazole 40 milligrams, 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, due to the inability to traverse past 20 centimeters from the anal verge, delete that. Patient is very hesitant to have a repeat colonoscopy, but delete that. Note, discussed with patient extensively following the procedure as well as her daughter. A patient is hesitant to have a repeat colonoscopy. Discussed need for removal of the large polyp and completion of colonoscopy. Comma, will refer to CARE. For further evaluation and treatment, next line follow-up in office as previously